This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Maui is now looking for a new emergency services chief.
The head of the Emergency Management Agency for Maui Island, Hawaii, has resigned. Herman Andaya cited unspecified health issues. He was heavily criticized for not sounding emergency sirens when a wildfire killed at least 111 people.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Mayor Richard Bisson accepted Andaya's resignation and said finding somebody to replace him is a priority, given what he called the gravity of the crisis we are facing. In Canada, a wildfire is forcing residents of Yellowknife, the capital of the Northwest Territories, to run for their lives. The fire has been within a few miles of Yellowknife's northern edge. Canada has seen a record number of wildfires this year. Lawyers for former President Trump are asking a federal judge to put off until 2026 a trial in Washington on charges that he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And Donald Trump has canceled a planned press conference on election fraud claims in Georgia. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Trump had promised he'd unveil new evidence of fraud in the 2020 election in Georgia. But citing the advice of lawyers, the former president says he won't be holding a press conference about it next week. Rather, he says what he describes as irrefutable and overwhelming evidence will be included in legal filings arguing for the case to be dismissed. No compelling evidence of the wide-scale fraud Trump alleges has emerged in the 2.5 years since the election, and Republican officials in the state, where 3 recounts confirmed Trump's loss to President Biden, have long said he lost legitimately. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Hillary is a big storm that's been off Mexico's Pacific coast, and it could bring heavy rain to the southwestern U.S. by the weekend, say forecasters. This is AP News. Trying to buy a house? There's another challenge for buyers. The AP's Mike Hempen with this story.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates have reached their highest level in more than 20 years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on the benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 7.09%, the highest it has been since April 2002. It was just under 7% last week. A year ago, the 30-year mortgage rate averaged slightly more than 5%. One economist says crossing the 7% mortgage rate threshold could result in a major contraction in the housing market this fall. The housing market has been competitive due to a lack of homes for sale. Home sales were down 23% in the first half of the year, and the lack of housing supply is one of the big reasons why. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The Dow dropped 290 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.